Hello, book lovers. My name is Thandolwe Tubinda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Thandolwe Tu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that we are just reading with Thandolwe Tu. And I actually got to discover something very amazing, the fact that my platform is very close to being monetized. So please, guys, continue to share, continue to interact, just continue to listen, and telling a friend to tell a friend, and tell your friend to tell their friend, and so on and so forth. Please, guys, thank you in advance. So without further ado, let us get into today's review. Now, I've been reading so many books. Yesterday, I just finished the book that I'm currently reviewing, and this is my 10th book for the year 2023. And yeah, for the month of March, March is my birth month. So for the month of March, I really wanted to read something that was going to speak to me, something that was really just going to push me and say, hey, you got this, you can do it. And you know what? When I saw this book, I was like, listen, I need to get this and I need to read it in the month of March. And it did not disappoint. When I tell you it was everything and more, I literally mean it. So what am I talking about? So the title of this book is titled My Life Hacks, and the author of this book is Liandi Durant. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And then the publishers of this book are Penguin Books, and this book was published in the year 2021. Now let me tell you just a bit about the book, and this is straight from the book itself. It says, for a long time, my biggest dream has been to bring joy to the lives, to people's lives, and help them to be the best version of themselves. This book explains my rituals for my body, mind, soul, and business, and the life hacks I've figured out following both the death of my mother and my divorce. These rituals help me to be the best version of myself. I want to share them in hope that when you apply them in your life, in your unique way, you will also experience the joy I feel by being myself. I believe that when you change your mindset, you'll change your life. And if you ever feel the world is against you because of who you are, just block the negative thoughts, bless any person who has them, then ignore them and move on. God has made you exactly as He wanted you to be. Bless you. Ah! Listen, okay, already from the cover, Liandi is just serving. I was like, yes, queen. Yes, queen, okay? And just by paging through, you know, I was just like, this is the type of book I think I need to read. So what is my rating for this one? I think already from my excitement, you can hear that this was a good one. So I definitely give this one 1, 2, 3, 4 big bright stars. It is definitely a 4-star read. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Highly recommend it, okay? So the genre of this book is self-help. I think from the name and what I've just read about the book, you can already tell. So it is a self-help book, and it's really just, you know, the author sharing her life hacks in hope that you can, you know, take a page from her book literally and apply it into your life so that you too, you know, can, you know, improve in areas that you want to improve in, let go of a couple of things and gain new habits. So let's just get a bit into the different sections of the book. So the book is basically has 4 main sections, but it is divided into, or not divided, but right before you get into the sections, she has a letter to herself. And already as I was reading that letter, I was just like, this is going to be a good ride. Like, I was already like, okay, hold on, hang on tight. It's about to be Gold Roof City up in here, and it's a ride I want to be on. So that was just amazing. And then she shared 2 of her greatest lessons as a child and an adult, and then it went in then to the 4 main parts of the book, which are one titled My Body Rituals, 2 My Mental Rituals, 3 My Heart Rituals, and lastly My Business Rituals. And then obviously at the end, some sort of a conclusion, but packed in what she titles bonus section. And listen, that is where the tea is at. Literally, when I was reading that section, I was reading it late at night and I was tired, but it was so good that it really just, you know, propelled me to keep going on and on and on until the very last word. And listen, I don't regret it. I really don't regret it. That's where the tea is at. If you ask me what is my favorite section, that bonus section right at the end literally just packages everything so nicely, you know, and it reminds you of all of the points that you read in the book and the importance of them. And just for you to say, yep, if you forgot it, there you go again. Okay, so let's get into what I really liked about this book. And I really did like the fact that the author made reference to scripture. Anyone that knows me knows that if you just add scripture here and there, it really just drives that point home. But also it helps in understanding scripture. You know, with scripture, we can all interpret different scriptures differently. Also, you can interpret the same scripture differently in different seasons of your life. So for me, I always appreciate, you know, when authors use scriptures to drive or drill down certain points, because then I get to see how they view that certain scripture, you know. And then secondly, I really loved all the quotes that the author used in the book. They were so fitting, and they really did drill down, you know, each of the points in the different sections. So those were just magnifique. And then I also loved the fact that the author included pictures of herself, the recipes she shared, pictures of her family and friends. Like, those pictures just added a very personal touch. You know, as you're reading and you see them, you just smile. You know, like, you don't have to know the author to just smile when you see those pictures. They bring so much light, you know, and simplicity to the book. It was just such a nice personal touch, so I really loved them. And then I loved the fact that the author basically was plugging other people. You know, the author makes mention of other authors. She makes mention of the different service providers she has used over the years that have helped her in different aspects of her life. And I really did love that. You know, I love the fact that you can be reading this and needing one of those services, and it's so easy to just Google the person that she's referenced or mentioned and find that service for yourself. So I really loved that. And I love the fact that sometimes she would reference things from maybe books or content that she hasn't consumed, but she's heard about, but for the fact that she still included it there, because sometimes you don't have to read a book, you know, to be touched by something. And that's what I got from this book, to say there's certain things that she might have heard or seen from other people, and they were good enough for her to say, you know what, this I will take and I will remember and I will apply. So I really did love that too. And then something else that I did really love was her honesty. Like, all the time when I read self-help books, the honesty is just something that I look for in a book. And if you're honest, you've already, like, you have me. I am on your side, you know. And then last but not least, I just loved how self-aware Leandi is. She's very self-aware. Like, even as you read, she knows where she comes from, she knows where she is, and she knows where she's going. And she understands her journey, and she understands that it is a journey. You know, there will be ups, there will be downs, but she's, you know, she's found what works for her. And I think that's so amazing, because a lot of times we spend so much time doing this and that, you know, and really just feeling like you're going round and round in circles, only because you don't understand yourself. You're not aware of yourself. And that's why it's so difficult for you to really, you know, just jump through that hurdle. So I really appreciated and loved that about her. And then what did I not like? I don't think there's anything that stood out for me that I can really say I didn't like about this book. This book made me feel all the amazing feels, and I just didn't want to put it down. And for me, like, that's all I need in a book, okay? That's all I need for my money's worth. And let's then get into, to wrap it up, let's get into my favorite section of this book. And my favorite section of this book was section 3, and that was the section where she was speaking about her heart rituals. I loved the section. I loved the fact that the section really covered all matters of the heart, literally all of them, even those that, you know, you didn't think were matters of the heart, they were covered in here. There's a quote that she mentioned, and the quote is from Helen Keller, and it says, "The most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or touched. They must be felt with the heart." And you know, when I always end my podcast, I always say, remember to do everything with love. You know, remember to do everything from the heart. Remember to give your heart in everything you do. If it's work that you are producing, let your heart be seen in the work that you're producing. If you are doing something, let your heart be present in that moment. You know, if you are to love, love fully, you know, love fully. And if you are to be loved, give yourself the chance to feel and let in that love fully. Okay, so let's get into a couple of things that were touched on in this specific section. So firstly, she had a list of things that you shouldn't take lightly. And this was just the reminder, like this for me was just like red flags, okay? Things that, you know, you should really consider and look at. And we live in a society that has made everything a red flag. So you really need to use some discernment here. A lot of times people will make everything a red flag and you find yourself thinking, is this really a red flag? Like, is it really that deep? So you really need to discern what you feel, you know, shouldn't be taken lightly, or what you deem a red flag, and not just take whatever everyone else is dishing out. Secondly, she spoke so well about spiritual surrender, you know, and truly just giving it all to the one that knows best, to the one that is able, you know, to the one that knows what tomorrow holds. And you know, I quote, she says this, "When you think you've surrendered, surrender more." And it's in those times where you just think, I've given my all, I've surrendered, I've done it all, and that's the moment where you need to surrender more. You know, it's like doing something and you're like, I've done so much. That moment when you're just about to give up, that's the good part. That's when it's about to get good. That's when you're just about to tap into your blessing. So this was just a reminder that when you feel like you've reached that point, that's not the point to give up or turn back. That's the point to do even more, to surrender even more. And then she also spoke about trauma, because that's also very important when you think about matters of the heart. More so, she drilled down into the different stages of grief. And I really liked that section. It was very hard to read, obviously, but very necessary. And then following that one was forgiveness. And I felt that it was so fitting to have the trauma section before the one for forgiveness, because this the part of forgiveness wasn't just speaking about forgiving other people, but also learning to forgive yourself, you know, and also learning to forgive God, because sometimes so many things happen and you're like, God, why me? Why? But it's also very important, you know, when you actually understand the why, that you go back and you forgive God for that. You know, a lot of times we hold on to so many whys and you live in that point of thinking that I didn't deserve this. But it's always so good to let go, you know, and say, hey, in the moment I really do feel like I didn't deserve it, but I know that you are God, you are the all-knowing, you know, and there must have been a reason, something that I might not even know or see, you know, but let the situation go. And then lastly, she spoke about love, she spoke about relationships, and the most important point that I liked from this section was just a reminder on how you cannot change the next person. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, like in the age that we live in, you know, we are sold so many things that you just really feel like the pressure is getting worse. But it's always important to understand that when you choose someone, you are choosing them because of who they are. You're not choosing them because of who you want them to be. And that's very important. And there's so many things that you're going to need to learn to say, if I'm choosing you, I need to be okay with 1, 2, 3. I can never change you or make you change 1, 2, 3 about you, but I can learn and change myself and learn to accept that you come with 1, 2, 3. Because if you love someone, that's what it boils down to, you know? So I really loved this book. Like, if there's anything that I can say to close this off, is that I loved this book. It found me at the right place at the right time. And I was really ready and willing and able to hear all the author was saying. So yeah, do get this book if you also just want to know a bit about her
excuse me, whoa, where's my voice going? If you want to know a bit about her life hacks and all she has to share, when I saw her picture, I was like, this lady looks familiar, but I don't know where I know her from. But as I read, I felt like, okay, it rings a bell now. So yeah, I really hope that you have listened all the way up to here and you have enjoyed today's review. Like I said, please remember to tell a friend so the good sis can get some coins, all right? And anyway, that is it, guys, for today. And like I always say, remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.